Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Breidweiser. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Kell reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell scores. Rivera moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breidweiser moves to second. Babe Bearer now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Babe Bearer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Breidweiser covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Boone for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for George Kell. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Breidweiser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donovan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donovan scores. Busby moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Leo Cristante now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Busby scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Leo Cristante. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-3 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Lawler moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawler scores. Dropo moves to third. One out. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Busby bunts towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws to Zivarink covering. Safe. Dropo scores. Donovan moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-4 in the game. Breidweiser strikes out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Donovan moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donovan scores. Busby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips pinch hits for George Zavarink. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.